Well, do you ever like to do any hand work, you know, any kind of crocheting?
You know, I can't crochet. My mother can crochet. I saved my head with two things to learn how to crochet.
Well, do you ever make your little girl's clothes?
I can't make them, but I'll try. I'll try to sew our legs down. That's another harvest I like, you know that.
Yeah, but you have something when you get through with it.
Yeah.
Because I spent most of my sewing. Now, you talking about Sonny Jeannie, she is a beautiful seamstress.
She is.
Oh, she just, everything you see around, like those curtains, and she makes everything. She just a real, and she makes all her clothes just about.
Ooh.
But she's a very smart, you know, that's what she did in school.
That's right.
She majored in home economics, and so she learned how to do all that. And I had to learn by just doing. I never had to take anything like that in school.
She's really cool.
Yeah, she is. She's really got a knack about it. And she is, she had a kid that I didn't say too much when she was here, because she'd give in the world to have children. I try not ever to say that. She just never has had any. That's all there is to it. Because there's nobody make a better mother than Jeannie.
Oh, no, ma'am.
She just loves children. It's just her and her brother, only two children in her family.
Well, maybe she'll have one.
Well, they've been married now, it'll be 5 years or something.
Well.
Mm-hmm, never have any children. And my other son is married, my second son now, his wife is a musician, and she plays in the Atlanta Symphony. And she's too busy. She really is.
Mm-hmm.
And this son, Jim, would be a pretty good dad, I guess, because he'd be strict at everything. Because he had plenty of baby tending to do, you know.
That's right.
Plenty of doing around. But now Andy, my second one, he's the one to make the best dad in the world. He's not going to be too easy on his children, but they're going to love him to pieces.
That's right.
They're all of them crazy about him.
I bet if this son was to have one, he'd be crazy.
He probably would. And Jim, of course, Lee comes over here and brings Will over here, and they just... I told him I wanted to see him because I held him when he wasn't but about 2 weeks old.
That's right.
He was a dolly baby.
Yeah, he is. He's a cute
little old
baby.
What did you think when you had a little girl? Had you been married a long time when you had?
My first one. I lost my first one. See, I'd have been like you. I probably had some grandchildren by now. I lost my first one.
Oh, why? What happened to
him? Well, I'd come here before time.
I lost a little boy that he had, and I lost my little girl. Now, my little girl had that breathing trouble, you know, what you call it, a hyaline membrane or something.
Yes, ma'am.
And I lost him the next year, and he just was too early. He was...
Yes, right.
But my mother lost twins when I was 8, and I'll never forget that. And they were just what she wanted. I just had one sister, me and my sister.
Uh-huh.
And when I was 8, mother had these twins, and they were 6 months babies.
Uh-huh.
They just didn't make it.
Now, my mother's own was 7. 7 months, baby. But you know, some 7 months babies leave.
Listen, I got one coming here tonight. He's in the service, and he's my third son. He was a 7 months baby. I wish you'd see him. He had to stay in the hospital 2 months after his bone.
Yeah.
And he had that same breathing trouble, too, but he got over it. They say some of them don't, you know, they make it.
Yeah.
But this buzzard, let me tell you, he's never been sick 1 minute since he, you know, got over being premature.
Right.
But he was a... And he started hefty, man.
That's what my little girl, see, she was premature, see, and that's why she getting so large, you see, I believe.
Well, you see, this reminds me of sleep. Now, she never was overweight until she started being a teenager.
Yeah,
then
right.
She started putting it on.
Mm-hmm.
Well, she's a pretty child. She's just pretty as she can be, but she is.
Well, let's put
and
on.
She hates it. She can't stand being overweight. And yet she loves to eat.
Love to eat.
And of course, I guess it runs naturally in the family. And I'm kind of I put on weight since I've been going to school. See, I work in the yard all the time. Until I started going back to school, now I don't have time.
Don't have time.
It's pressure.
But you get a little exercise on Sundays and Saturdays around now.
Yeah, but the main thing, you know, like I have to go to the grocery store and I have to take the children to certain places. And of course, I spend half the day on Sunday at the church. Not that I do all that much. I used to be the Bible teacher up there for a long time, but I gave that up when I started back to school.
Yeah.
So, in fact, I figured they needed a rest from me.
That's right.